Ron DeSantis' team torches Global Disinformation Index. Entire legacy media full of disinformation. By Sean Moran on February 16, 2023. Christina Pushaw, a spokesperson for Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, torched the Global Disinformation Index's GDI definition of disinformation, contending that the entire legacy media is full of disinformation. Good morning at Disinfo Index. I used your definition below and found that the entire legacy media is full disinformation about a democratic institution. The democratically elected governor of Florida and his administration, Push wrote. She then urged the foreign think tank to look into the Miami Herald, South Florida Sun Sentinel, and the Tampa Bay Times. This is the latest high-profile conservative attack on GDI, a George Soros-funded think tank, or data-driven advocacy organization, which many officials are saying is being used to target conservative media outlets. A Microsoft-owned ad network, Xandr, used GDI's dynamic exclusion list to blacklist conservative media companies in order to choke off advertising revenue. Xandr has reportedly removed, for the moment, the negative flags for conservative media. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said that it would be extremely concerning if the U.S. government funded GDI. Reports have suggested that two State Department-backed entities, the Global Engagement Center, GEC, and the National Endowment for Democracy, have granted $665,000 combined to GDI. Senators Marco Rubio, RFL, and Ron Johnson, RY, have demanded an investigation into the reports about government funding of the foreign think tank. Rubio, the vice chairman of the Intelligence Committee, said, "The internet was intended to democratize speech and the State Department has a mandate to stop authoritarian regimes' attempts to silence it. But we're now seeing just the opposite as governments and corporations collude to silence certain points of view. Americans deserve a full accounting of how their taxpayer dollars were used. And those responsible for violating the public trust should be held accountable," the Florida conservative added. Johnson said, "Free speech is fundamental to preserving our liberty. If taxpayer dollars are being used to censor voices because they are critical of the administration's disastrous policies, every American should be concerned. We need to further investigate this potential First Amendment violation." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.